Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. 5 on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buck to say. You in trouble, y'all. Check the floor plan. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop in one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power. Have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to 5 on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the 5 Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to 5 on the Floor. I'm your host, Greg Sylvander. Today's floor plan with me, Alex Toledo. We're going to try to figure out where the hell the Heat go from here. We're going to update on the Jimmy Butler injury, look ahead to the game against Chicago. Maybe take some walks down memory lane in the game against Philadelphia try to just make sense of this. Before we do, though, want to shout out one of our great sponsors. Do you have a water leak and you can't find where it's coming from, or you're dealing with water or mold damage in your home or business? Y'all know who to call. Water Cleanup of Florida, 954-579-0356. Over 60 years of combined experience. Michael, Robert, their entire team, they're there to find the leak detection issues, damage assessment. Over 60 years of combined experience, as I mentioned, fully licensed, insured, certified to provide the one-stop shopping you need. Service areas include Miami, Broward, Palm Beach County. Call Michael anytime on his personal cell, 954-579-0356, WCUFL.com, Water Cleanup of Florida. If you got the schmutz, they got the guts. And they might be the only ones who still have guts right now. Jimmy Butler, the latest there is he's hurt. Probably going to be out, I'd say, they said multiple weeks. I'm going to go ahead and call it a month right up front. And I did hear positive things in terms of the way that he was able to be a little bit more mobile than they expected and things like that. But I don't want to dissect injuries. It just sucks. And I feel like, where does the team pick up from here? I sense that it's a deflating thing to have to go through to try to pick up the pieces of this and gear yourself up for a playoff run without your best player now for several weeks. Alex, I guess let's start here. Who do you think starts the game against Chicago? Because now they have the glaring hole with Jimmy Butler out for that game. And that is an elimination game, y'all. So we're going to see an interesting bit of rotations from Eric Spoelstra. I wonder if he trims back the rotation for an elimination game. Your thoughts on who starts?
Well, it's going to be interesting to watch for sure because, you know, there's some factors here at play. Obviously, you know, the news is terrible. I didn't think any of us thought it was, you know, had too much hope about today and the results, especially with like Shams going out there earlier this morning.
Yeah.
Way before anything was ever concrete, kind of putting it out there. Doesn't make you feel better that it's going to be something where like he can be back really soon. So I, you know, it kind of confirmed, I feel like, you know, what a lot of the feeling was after Shams put that out, unfortunately, and that sucks. It's terrible. There goes the season pretty much. Like that's just my first thought. And you know, it sucks that we're at that point, because like I've mentioned plenty of times before, like, you know, it's a lot easier for us to do our job right in a lot of different ways when the Heat are playing well.
So true.
And so right, like we feel it just as much as everybody. It sucks, man. Like we were all looking forward to this playoff run here. Like we've gotten, you know, frankly spoiled to it. You know, the Jimmy era wasn't supposed to be like this, but you got a long playoff runs more times than not. And we were kind of expecting, you know, a chance at another one. And now, you know, if you're really looking at it with the state of the team right now, odds are you're tomorrow might be your last game of the season. because it's not just losing Jimmy, because we've seen they've been able to win games when Jimmy is gone for short periods of time, of course. The problem is Terry is also out.
Yeah.
Duncan was available last game and didn't play, which, as you guys mentioned and others have mentioned, tells you a lot about where Spo, kind of evaluated him and if he looked like himself or not. And again, we've talked about it on here. That wasn't – there was no green flags with that either, considering it's a back thing. You know, I had mentioned that, like, the pain gets exacerbated with any sort of twisting movement of the back, which is kind of all of Duncan's game coming off of the screens and handoffs. Like, it would be cool if he played and looked like himself. That would be amazing because Duncan was a huge part of their offense, just like he has been other seasons, except now with more layers to his offense, they could absolutely use that. So if Duncan – if for some reason Spo tomorrow feels like, okay, Duncan is good to go and, like, good enough to throw him back into the starting lineup, huge, you know, I'm not against trying that. But my real answer is and yeah, that would be a nice boost. Like, they could have used him so much last night. Same thing with Terry for different reasons. My real answer, I think, is Jaime Jaquez. And I don't just say that because he had a good night, but that is definitely part of it. I just think at this point, again, no Jimmy, no Terry. Not sure what's going to happen with Duncan. You know, I think at this point it's just about getting, you know, big game reps for your young players. And you know, like, Jaime is getting sort of a promotion right now, right? Kind of an impromptu promotion. It's like, okay, you know, you're going to go from not getting many touches to probably getting more. Like, you're probably going to – I'm guessing he's going to start, and I think he's going to get more touches. And, you know, you got to like what he did, just finding his way in kind of in the midst of chaos last night. But I think now it's about getting him and Nico, you know, just some of those minutes and just, like, put them in these big games. If you win, that's great, right? Like, nobody expected you to do that. Like, it's terrible. It's the situation is terrible. Nobody expected anything. There's a lot of Heat fans saying, you know, don't give the Celtics the satisfaction, their Celtics and their fans, the satisfaction of eliminating, you know, a depleted Heat team, as weak as that may be, to be satisfied over. And I get it, but to me, there's just no benefit to do that. It's just like, you know, you're locked into your draft pick, so you can't even point to that, which, of course, the Heat would never do anyway. Spo would never even think about, you know, losing a game on purpose.
No.
It's not in the cards. And so I think they're going to play to win. Maybe they win. I think somebody told me that, like, the Heat were favored. I don't know why.
Yeah, they're still, I think, a 1.5-point favorite as we pod right now.
I don't know what they know, if Duncan's going to be, like, 100% tomorrow, because to me, everything logically should tell you the Bulls should be favored. The Heat have been very underwhelming. We're kind of close to 500 at home, and now they're missing a lot of their offense with a team that badly needed offense, as it was. So, no, I in all honesty, I don't expect them to win tomorrow. I think they can, but I'm not going in there like, oh, you know, you got a couple more home games coming. I'm going in there tomorrow, and I'm going to be happy if I get to see a couple more home games, and that's it, because I've had a day to sit and think about it and just kind of be over how sucky last night was. It just is what it is at this point. And, you know, seeing the Tyler thing get toxic immediately was not surprising. It just sucks that we're here. It sucks that we're here because Tyler didn't play well. I know I'm rambling at this point. I'm sorry. He didn't play well, but he was put into a terrible position, man. Like, he was never supposed to be your first option.
No.
And he got put into that position pretty quickly. I know Jimmy played pretty well right after the injury, but, you know, especially in that second half, it was all him. No Terry, no Duncan to help out with the offense. You know, they weren't really running stuff for Bam to score, and he was just kind of screening and then being out of the play. And then other than that, like, it was Jaime finding his points and then a couple of, like, open threes from DeLon and Haywood, and that's it. Like, you had no other offense, and Tyler was forced into this position that all of us agree he shouldn't be in. And didn't play great. So, like, it's hard for me to be like, oh, it's all on you, Tyler. Like, I get it. Shot bad. You had the turnovers.
It's never 16. On one person.
No. So, it's just he's become the face of it now. And it's just like, I hate that we're here, man. I hate that we're here.
There's a few things I want to pick up from what you said about tomorrow. I expect Jaime Jaquez would start. So, I'm with you there. I think that you said it, man. Big game reps. That's what you want from, like – any Heat fan that tells you, oh, I would rather lose, or, you know, you're in some deflated position where you don't want to give the Celtics and their fans, as you mentioned, the benefit of winning in a series against you, although you've gotten plenty of wins there. So I think that we'll be okay, regardless of the outcome. You try to play and win because you want big game reps for your young guys. And so for Nico to get that, for Jaime to get that, even to see DeLon in big spots, to me, like, that's interesting information as you gather roster building data for the future. Like, that's the kind of stuff that I'm interested to watch, but it's hard for me to get too excited about it because it's just deflating when you lose your best player. Jimmy had 4 steals in that first half, man. He looked like he was on another level again, and at least aggressive enough to be on another level again. And when you see that defensively, it was a separation point, and he came back to earth and was injured. So it just sucks. Before we dive into the next part of this, which is basically how do you approach the game, the matchup against Chicago specifically? We're going to get into that a little bit. Want to call out our next sponsor, and that is Better Edge. You always see the coach, Sean Rochester, calling this out. They pride themselves at Better Edge for really giving you a different experience than any other platform. You create your own lines, create your own prices. You can bet head to head against your friends, your coworkers, influencers. There's a no vig marketplace, so it connects you with bettors across the country. No vig at all. You got to use the code 5RSN. That gets you $20 in free play. Better Edge, it's a completely cool, different experience that'll change your perspective on betting. Check it out, Better Edge. It's a web-based platform. You can get the app on your phone. 5RSN will get you $20 of free play. Check out Better Edge today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Chicago. Kobe White just dropped 40-something. Usually I wouldn't be worried about this matchup. Even with Jimmy out, there's a part of me that's like, if you had Duncan and you could just activate offense with Duncan and Bam and Tyler, I think you'd have enough. And they may still have enough. But it is a weird matchup. I think these teams split so far this year. Your thoughts on Chicago coming in, how they contain Kobe White, and just overall the matchup against Chicago?
They're dangerous, and I'm not just saying that because they almost kind of prevented that magical run, that magical playoff run last season. They're dangerous because, like you said, Kobe White has kind of emerged into that second star with LaVine having all those injuries, and Kobe White has killed them in the past. And I think the guy's pretty dynamic. Like, he's not a, you know, not, top 15 player or anything, but he's a really good player. DeRozan has been a really good player for a long time. So, yeah, it's not going to – like the team record-wise, they're not like amazing competition, but they have a lot of good NBA players, you know. Nowhere near contendership, of course, but, you know, Vucevic.
You think Caruso plays?
I you know, there was some good news if you're a Bulls fan today regarding his injury status. Like, there's some optimism that he'll play tomorrow. But, like, they've got players. They've got enough guys to beat the Heat in their home, on their home floor like they almost did last season with the Heat going into it absolutely limping. Like, I think it's going to be really tough. I think, you know, the Heat have historically, you know, in this era been pretty good when they're backed into a corner like this. But again, you're just – you have to be sharp, man. And I went on and on about it last night on our post-game stream, and it's like when you're going into these circumstances, there is no margin for error, man. You're going it with the odds against you. Like, everybody's picking against you for good reason. And, you know, you have to be on top of your game. Last night was a perfect example. Like, they finished with, I think, 13 turnovers. You're usually a low-turnover team. That really does not – like, they cannot be doing that type of stuff on top of their defense, you know, not being anywhere near the same level in the second half as it was in the first. Like, those things completely destroyed everything. And then you have, like, those fourth-quarter plays that I don't even want to go over because it's still too early. But, like, the Oubre and one, all the Batum plays.
That was a backbreaker, the Oubre and one, man.
Oh, my gosh. Like, there was so many. Like, they almost grinded that game out despite everything. And so, again, I think they can win tomorrow, but it's really dangerous, and the odds are probably against them. Like, they're going to – if it obviously depends on who they start, but I don't even really know who's going to be matched up on who, because maybe you put Caleb on Kobe White. I think that's maybe the most likely scenario, but then
– agree.
Is Jaime going to be – if he starts on DeMar, you know, that might be some good playoff experience for him, right, just to go up against a guy who's played big-time playoff minutes and scored against – defenses.
Well, he also hit one right in Jaime's face, remember?
Yeah, that's right. That's a really good point. I wasn't even thinking about that. And so it's, you know, like, that's all you had to look forward to at this point. And I know, like, nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear any of us talk about, hey, go and get a playoff rest. It's not what they're about. Like, they're about winning. I get it. But what are you going to do? This is where they're at this point. You know, it really sucks, man. And I'm almost like going just back and forth repeating the same things, but like, if you really just keep down your turnovers, if you play a game where your defense is really sharp, like, that needs to be said always. If your defense is really sharp, you keep a low turnover game, you know, kind of play the possession game, I think they can win. They just, obviously, it's tougher now when you don't have your number one guy, the guy who gets you rim attempts, the guy who gets you a lot of free throw attempts, you know. And then you had Terry, who can do stuff one-on-one, not playing. Duncan, who was creating a shit ton of offense when he was going, you know, either not playing or not being himself. Like, they're going to have to, like, again, going back to what I was – when I was rambling earlier, now to throw it back into this tangent I'm on, like, Tyler is going to be put in a really bad position once again.
He's going to have to take 25-plus shots again.
I don't know how many shots he's going to end up taking. He's definitely going to take a good amount. That's for damn sure. But, like, ultimately, I don't think any of us thought, like, that – you know, if you were to tell me before the season that, like, all they've got is a Tyler Bam pick and roll and, like, no Duncan, no Jimmy, like, good luck, man. That's not a winning formula. The Tyler Bam pick and roll is a cute part of their offense that you can go to, you know, for spurts throughout a game. But that is going to be their entire game plan. And guess what? That is not going to be able to work against teams that have already figured you out when it comes to that, including the Philadelphia 76ers and Nick Nurse, who, just like for the past few months, teams have been throwing, you know, similar stuff that the Heat have been throwing at opponents for years and years and years now, where it's like, okay, well, we're going to pack the paint against you. And maybe we won't do it quite as good as well as you, but Jimmy and Bam are going to feel it. And although Jimmy was playing great, like, if you look at a lot of his points, you know, he was getting to the free throw line, which is really good to see. But, like, he was getting a lot of points from the steals, again, which was great to see at the time. But it's not like he was just chopping them up in the half court.
No, I think not at all.
The Heat have yet to adjust to that when they were healthy. So now to try to do it without all of these guys, like, there's really not a lot you can go to. It's going to be a lot of Tyler Bam pick and roll. I think you could see more. I think it would be really smart if Spo went to a lot of, like, Bam at the top creating. But even then, they're still going to sag off. Like, they're going to be sagging off of Jaime. They're going to be sagging off of Haywood, DeLon. You know, shout out to those guys for their contributions the other night. But the game plan is not going to change there. So all the odds are against the Heat. You know, Billy Donovan is not new to this. I would be surprised if he didn't do the same thing tomorrow. And they were a good defensive team last year, too. The Bulls were, believe it or not. So it is not going to be easy by any means. The odds are going to be against them. They can pull it out. But, yeah, again, it sucks that we're here, man.
A couple final thoughts, and then I'll hold your feet to the fire and get your prediction as we're out of here. I'm interested to see how much reps or how many reps they give Bam down low, just to kind of create. I think he can get around Vooch pretty easily. And 9 field goal attempts is not enough. That's what he had up in Philadelphia. I hope to see more from him offensively in this specific game against Boston. We'll talk about another day if that's where they advance to, because I do think Miami will get a victory. Do you agree with me there, or have you lost all hope and guts?
Oh, like I've said throughout this pod, I really do think they can win. Like, just trying to imagine that scenario, and I could see it. I can see it because we've seen it so many times throughout the years. Like, they can win, because we're talking about one game, not even a series, yeah, right? So, like, we can win. They can win a one game sample size without their best player. It's just so tough to predict that when they're also missing the other guys. It's like it's going to be so much Tyler Bam pick and roll and a lot of Bam trying to create one on one, like you mentioned.
Jaime has a real big opportunity.
Yes, I really want to see the Jaime post touches, and I want to see more Nico. I get why they didn't close with him last night. They don't typically close with him, and why he didn't play too much. It's not like he was playing amazing or anything. But I think now, in the state the team is in now, it's just get those guys reps. I don't want to see Nico get only like 13 minutes unless he's just playing really bad. Like, I think it's about getting those guys reps, seeing like if you can upscale their role a little bit, right? Like see what happens when you throw them into a little bit higher usage, because both of those guys, obviously, you know, with different skill sets, have some, you know, playmaking upside to them. And you know, Jaime's rim attacks, I think, are going to be really important tomorrow. They need that stuff, period. I was, you know, clamoring for it when the team was healthy. More post touches, more rim attacks and touches for Jaime, because otherwise he's spacing out there. So, you know, those relief buckets were huge. I'm glad he can provide that. But him actually getting, you know, nice usage, I think, is going to help him. They can pull it out. Again, I feel kind of 50-50 about it, man. Not to give a cop-out answer, but if you're going to tell me, like, the Heat pull it out tomorrow, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Like, I think they can,
I'm a little worried about the energy. I'm going to be honest. I'm a little worried about the energy being deflated. Sometimes when they're backed into a corner like this, though, you're right. What you see is them come out and play sharp and with intent and things like that. So we'll see if that's what we get. Ultimately, I think Miami can win one game at home without Jimmy. But it's not going to be easy. I would imagine that we may see some zone from Chicago.
The
ball pressure on all of the ball handlers for Miami, I think, is
more press.
Like a big takeaway from the Philly game was the adjustments they made to put more pressure on whoever was bringing the damn ball up. And that was a mess in that game. I would imagine Chicago would take a page out of that playbook. But maybe they won't, because they're Chicago and they're also, you know, in a different scenario than Philadelphia is. And frankly,
I don't think you got to help as much either as the Heat had, you know, felt like they had to at least last night that second half, which is, again, where they're, you know, like that's the game they play for years now. Like, they're going to take that risk of giving up a lot of open threes. It worked for them the first half and it killed them in the second half. Right. Like, they kept Maxey and Embiid in check. And then in the second half, I think they probably overhelped a little bit. We're kind of just panicking before. You know, because they're sending help, but then there's sometimes I felt like in the second half they were sending earlier help than needed. And it's like before a move was even made. And I get it, like throwing it in here and there, but I just felt like they were leaving guys way too open, like with no shot at a closeout. Because there's a difference between open and wide open, right? And I don't know how much you got to overhelp versus White and DeRozan. Like, I think you try to match up one-on-one, send late help. And then that's when you really, like, play your game plan. But I don't want to be giving these guys just wide-open threes to get in rhythm, man.
Yeah. No, I wholeheartedly agree on all points. We'll see how this goes. I think Miami will get a victory. So I still have a little bit of guts left, just like Water Cleanup of Florida. Thank you to Better Edge. Thank you to Alex. We'll have you covered for the Chicago-Miami game. Alex Brady, Ethan will be in the building. I'll be on the post-game show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.